Spiel des Jahres 2026. Every nominee, the awards explained, and who wins. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. The Spiel des Jahres 2026 winners are announced in Berlin on Sunday, July 12, 2026, and this is the most wide-open main race in years. Three awards are decided that night. Spiel des Jahres, Family Gateway, nominees are Cozy Stickerville, Dito, released elsewhere as Jinxo, and Morty Sorty Magic Shop. Kennespiel des Jahres, Connoisseur, nominees are Boss Fighters QR, Moon Colony Bloodbath, and Rebirth by Rianer Nizia, Rebirth is the clear favourite. Kinderspiel des Jahres, Children's, nominees are Boo Party, Mookie Island and Verflixt Versorbit. My read, Morty Sorty Magic Shop edges the main award, Rebirth takes the Kennespiel, and either result could put a designer one win away from a historic career trio. Winner names go live July 12. I will update this the moment the envelopes open. With receipts always. The verdict. After chasing every official source and a stack of reviews, my prediction is Morty Sorty Magic Shop for Spiel des Jahres and Rebirth for Kennespiel des Jahres. But I want it on the record that the main award jury vote is genuinely close this year, and I would not stake the reference desk's reputation on a single name. The floor, the internet is already treating two of these games as interchangeable, Dito, and Jinxo are the same game under two titles, which trips up half the coverage, and the algorithm-driven prediction sites and the human jury disagree hard on the main award. If you read only headlines, you will come away thinking a game the jury did not even nominate is the favourite. So let me check that. I pulled the official nominee list from Spiel des Jahres. Cross-checked it against Eich 2 and Board Game Wire's launch day reporting and confirmed the ceremony details. Everything below is sourced. Where I am guessing, and a winner prediction is always a guess, I say so plainly and tell you what would change my mind. This guide does four jobs in order. It explains what the three awards actually are, most English language readers conflate them. It walks every one of the nine nominees with real gameplay detail. It answers the specific questions people are searching this week. What is Cozy Stickerville? Why does Dito have two names? Which nominee should I buy for family game night? And it gives you my prediction with the reasoning exposed, so you can disagree with the evidence in front of you. The winners drop July 12. This is field intelligence dated the week before, accurate as of research, and updated the instant it isn't. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is the Spiel des Jahres, and why does the whole hobby stop for it? The Spiel des Jahres, literally, Game of the Year, is a German award founded in 1978 by a jury of German-speaking board game critics from Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. It is, without much argument, the most commercially important board game award on earth. People call it the Board Gaming Oscars, and for once the comparison is not marketing hyperbole. A nomination can lift a game's sales from a few thousand copies into the tens of thousands, and a winner routinely sells 500,000 copies or more. That red Meeple logo on a box is a license to print money in the German mass market, which is why publishers plan release calendars around eligibility windows. Here is the part the headlines skip. There are three separate awards decided the same night, and they are not tiers of prestige, they are different jobs. Spiel des Jahres, the Red Pawn, is the headline award, and it honours the Asterisk family and Gateway game, something a group of adults and reasonably patient children can learn in one sitting and finish in under an hour. Accessibility is not a weakness here. It is the entire brief. The jury is choosing the game most likely to convert a non-gamer. Kennespiel des Jahres, the Anthracite Grey Pawn, added in 2011, honours the Asterisk connoisseur game, heavier, more strategic, aimed at people who already own a shelf of games and want more decisions per turn. It exists precisely because titles like this were being overlooked when forced to compete with pure gateway fare. Kinderspiel des Jahres, the Children's Award, formalised in 2001, honours the best game for young children, typically ages 4 to 8. It is judged by a separate specialist jury. So when someone asks who won the Spiel des Jahres, the precise answer is, which one? Three trophies, three different definitions of good, one ceremony. Getting that distinction right is the whole foundation of understanding the 2026 race, and it is the single most common mistake in the English coverage. The sales number is real. A nomination can move a game from 500 to 3,000 copies to around 10,000. A winner can sell up to 500,000. That economic weight is why the jury's floor complaints this year, incomplete rules, defective components carry teeth. A win is a manufacturing commitment, not just a laurel. Dated field intelligence, everything in this section, is settled fact and will not change. The winner predictions further down are guesses, clearly labelled as such. Do not confuse the two. Who are the 2026 Spiel des Jahres nominees in full? The jury announced the nominees on May 19, 2026, after reviewing a record 571 eligible games. Here is the complete official slate across all three awards, titles verified against Spiel des Jahres. Der & Eich 2 Launch Day Report. Spiel des Jahres Main / Family Award. Cozy Stickerville, Corey Konigsker, Unexpected Games, Dito, Martin & Game Factory in German-speaking territories. Released elsewhere as Jinxo by Table Toys, Morty Sorti Magic Shop, Marcus Slawicek, Schmidt Spiel, Kenner Spiel des Jahres, Connoisseur Award. Boss Fighters QR Michael Palm and Lucas Zack, Pegasus Spiel, Moon Colony Bloodbath, Donald X. Vaccarino, Alia / Rio Grande Games. Rebirth, Rianer Nizia, Frosted Games in German. Mighty Boards in English, Kinderspiel des Jahres, Children's Award. Boo Party, German. Ba Party, Florian Syriax and Benoit Turpin, Loki. Mookie Island, German. Die in Cell Dea Mookies asterisk. Florian Syriax, Cosmos / Scorpion Masque, Verflixt Versorbit. Thomas Dagonize Lesperance, Game Factory / Locomuse. Beyond the nominees, the jury also publishes recommendation lists, which function as a shortlist of also excellent titles. For the main award, the 2026 recommendations include Hot Streak, Meister Makatsu, Take Time, Toriki, Toy Battle and Wilmot's Warehouse. For the Kenner Spiel, Artingarten, Frosted Blooms, Grunstein von Metropolis and Tag Team. That Meister Makatsu name matters, hold onto it, because it is the reason algorithm-based prediction sites and the jury are pointing in different directions this year. A note on titles you will see mangled elsewhere. Cozy Stickerville, three words and Cozy Stickerville. One, refer to the same game the publisher styles it Stickerville. And Dito, / Jinx O is a single game with a naming split I will untangle in its own section, because it is the number one point of confusion in the current coverage. Do not trust the title spelling you saw first English coverage has printed Cozy Stickerville. Ditto, Dito, Jinxo, Jinxo and Mookie Island versus Mookie Island interchangeably. When two sources disagree on a title, I default to the publisher's own spelling and the official jury page. Let me check that, and I did. What is Cozy Stickerville, and how does the sticker mechanic actually work? Cozy Stickerville is the most searched of the three main nominees, and for a delightful reason. It is a board game you permanently deface on purpose, and that is the whole point. Corey Konigsker, a designer better known for Heavy Affair, built a legacy-adjacent cozy game around a pad of more than 800 stickers. Here is how it works. You start with a blank game board, a storybook, and that glorious sticker pad. Over a campaign of roughly 10 linked sessions, you build up a village in the countryside across a decade of infiction time. On your turns, you make choices and allocate resources to actions. When you hit milestones, you earn the right to place stickers onto your map. Those stickers are not just decoration. Placing them unlocks further actions, opens new events, and advances the storybook. A second sticker type, Little Heart Happiness stickers, feeds directly into the narrative. Crucially, you place stickers where you asterisk want them. That freedom is a real part of the charm, even though the underlying gameplay is mostly the familiar, pick an action, spend a resource loop. The result is a visual diary. By the end of 10 games, your board is a one-of-a-kind record of the decisions your group made, a town that exists nowhere else. That is a genuinely novel emotional hook, and it is why the game gets talked about beyond the hobby core. So why is it a long shot for the win? Two reasons, and I will be honest about both. First, it is a asterisk campaign asterisk game measured against opponents that deliver a complete experience in half an hour. That is an awkward fit for an award built around the one-hour family session. Second, it is not cheap or reprint-friendly at scale, and stickers are consumable. Once used, a copy cannot be reset. The jury has occasionally rewarded ambition of exactly this kind, so I would not call it dead. But if I am setting odds, Cozy Stickerville is the heart pick, not the head pick. Who is Cozy Stickerville actually for? A steady group of 2 to 4 that will commit to the full 10-game arc and does not mind a game they cannot unplay. If your table wants a one-and-done family game for tonight, this is the wrong pick. Look at Morty Sorti or Dito. Instead, The prediction algorithm Blind Spot Recommend Games model ranked Cozy Stickerville deep in the hundreds. Yet the jury nominated it. That gap is the tell. The jury is rewarding an experience the data model does not know how to score. Worth remembering before you trust any single number. Why does Ditto have two names? Is it the same game as Jinxo? Yes, Ditto and Jinxo are the same game. This is the single most confusing thing about the 2026 slate, so let me lay it out cleanly. Martin Ang designed a party game that first reached English-speaking players as Jinxo, published by Table Toys. In German-speaking territories, the only market that matters for Spiel des Jahres eligibility, it is published by Game Factory under the title Ditto. The jury nominates the version released in Germany, so the official nominee is Ditto, and every list keyed to the ceremony uses that name. English coverage, working from the version its readers already knew, keeps calling it Jinxo, same game, same designer, different box in a different language. There is no, which one should I buy, dilemma beyond picking the edition in your language. Now the actual game, because it is genuinely good. Ditto / Jinxo is a written party game for 3 to 7 players, about 30 minutes. Each round has 3 topics drawn from a deck of roughly 400. For each topic, every player secretly writes 3 short answers, 1 or 2 words, onto a personal 9-square dry white board. You choose which square each answer goes in, and that placement is where the tactics live. Then players take turns reading answers aloud. If anyone else wrote the same thing, both matching answers get circled and score. Match nobody, 0 points. But here is the twist that names the game: if exactly 1 asterisk other person matches you, that is a jinx, and you both score asterisk more. So you are not trying to be obvious, everyone gets that, or obscure, nobody gets that. You are hunting for the answer that exactly 1 specific kind of person at the table will also think of. Reviewers have pegged it as a smart competitive answer to the cooperative party smash Just One, a well-designed, familiar party game that delivers high fives and friendly arguments rather than reinventing the genre. That is precisely the profile the main award loves. Teachable in a minute, plays with grandparents and teenagers, always ends with people talking. It is the safest buy this for family game night pick of the 3 main nominees, and it is a legitimate dark horse for the win. The one-line pitch reviewers keep reaching for a competitive Just One. It is not a perfect analogy, but it tells you everything about the table feel: word association, fast, social, and a little bit ruthless when the jinx lands. What is Morty Sorty Magic Shop, and why do I think it wins? Morty Sorty Magic Shop is, to my eye, the most Spiel des Jahres-shaped game in the main category, and that shape is not an accident. Marcus Slawicek designs family games with a jeweler's precision, and this one is a tight tile placement puzzle, dressed as a wizard's stockroom. 2 to 4 players are apprentice sorting masters, stocking a magic shop's shelves to win the owner's favor. On your turn, you choose a tile, an ingredient jar, and place it on your personal shelf board. The rules are strict but genuinely simple. The color of the jar's lid dictates which shelf it may go on, and within each row, the numbers must run in ascending order. That's the core, and it is the kind of clean constraint that produces a satisfying, where does this go decision every single turn. Layered on top are magical kittens and special jars, earned through play, that grant small but meaningful advantages when you stock. Games run about 30 minutes. That is the whole recipe the award rewards. Half an hour, pleasant theme, real but gentle mental challenge, plays with the family. Reviewers describe it as feeling like an ideal candidate almost by design, approachable, quick, quietly clever. It is the head pick where Ditto is the safe pick and Cozy Stickerville is the heart pick. And then there is the storyline the jury loves and I cannot ignore. Slawicek has already won 2 of the 3 award categories in recent years. A Spiel des Jahres win for Morty Sorty would make him, per Board Game Wire's launch day framing, a candidate to become the first designer to complete the full trio, and to do it across just a handful of years. Awards juries are human. A well-made game asterisk and a history-making narrative is a hard combination to vote against. That is why my head lands here. I hold it loosely. The main award vote is close, Meister Makatsu. A recommendation, not a nominee, is the algorithm's darling, and the jury has surprised everyone before. But if you make me pick one name for the red pawn, it is Morty Sorty Magic Shop. Margot's call on the record Morty Sorty Magic Shop for Spiel des Jahres 2026. Not because it is the flashiest, because it is the most precisely aimed at what this specific award measures, and because a history-making designer narrative is jury catnip. grade it against the winner on July 12. What would change my mind if Dito is landing better in German family game clubs than Morty Sortie this spring? Flip my pick to Dito. A broad party game with universal table appeal can beat a tidy tile layer on Most People Will Love It. I would move off Morty Sortie on credible evidence of that, and only that. Rebirth by Nizia leads the Kennerspiel, but can it complete a historic trio? If the main award is a coin flip, the Kennerspiel is the closest thing to a safe bet on the board, and its name is Rebirth. This is the one nomination where the human juries, the prediction algorithms, and, I will admit it, my own gut all landed in the same place. Rebirth is a Rianur Nizia tile-laying game in which players are Scottish, or, on the flip side of the double-sided board, Irish clans rebuilding their lands after catastrophe. The Teach is famously fast, about 5 minutes on the Scotland map. Each turn you place a tile from your supply, immediately score it and draw a replacement. Place next to a castle or cathedral space, and you may set one of your gorgeous castle or cathedral pieces onto the board. Cathedrals can be influenced exactly once per player per game, and doing so draws you a scoring objective. That is essentially the whole rulebook, and out of it Nizia extracts the thing he does better than almost anyone. A stream of small, sharp, meaningful placement decisions, wrapped in genuinely beautiful production. Reviewers have called it playful elegance and Nizia at his best. It runs 2 to 4 players, age 10 and up, and is the rare heavier game a family can actually absorb, which is exactly the accessible but deep sweet spot the Kennerspiel exists to reward. Now the history, because it is remarkable and it is real. Rianur Nizia won the Spiel des Jahres for Celtis in 2008, and the Kinderspiel des Jahres the same year for Were Wars. He has never won the Kennerspiel, which is unsurprising, since that category was only created in 2011. A Rebirth win on July 12 would give Nizia all 3 trophies, a career trio no designer has ever completed. For a man once likened to Susan Lucci for his long drought of Spiel des Jahres near misses before 2008, that would be a full circle capstone. Do the jury factor narrative into a Kennerspiel vote? They shouldn't, officially. But when the game is also the best in its category, the story is a free bonus rather than a thumb on the scale. My call, Rebirth wins the Kennerspiel des Jahres 2026. I hold this one tighter than my main award pick. The safest prediction in this guide, Rebirth for Kennerspiel des Jahres. Algorithm, human predictors and reviewers agree it is the class of the category, and the Nizia trio narrative is a bonus, not a crutch. If any single call here holds, it is this one. Publisher naming, cleared up Rebirth is published by Frosted Games in German and by Mighty Boards in English. Same game. What about Boss Fighters QR, Moon Colony Bloodbath and the rest of the Kennerspiel field? Rebirth is the favourite, but a favourite is not a certainty, and the other 2 Kennerspiel nominees are interesting precisely because they are so different from it, and from each other. Boss Fighters QR Michael Palm and Lucas Zack, Pegasus Spiel, is the technological curiosity of the slate. The QR is not decoration. The game leans on QR code scanning to drive a cooperative boss battle experience, the kind of app and cardboard hybrid the jury has historically approached with caution. When it works, that integration is genuinely novel. When a jury worries about long-term app support or component reliability, novelty can cut against you. It is the nominee most likely to divide the room. Moon Colony Bloodbath, Donald X. Vaccarino, Alia/Rio Grand Games, has the most arresting name on the entire slate, a title that, as one outlet dryly noted, single-handedly demonstrates the breadth of design the awards now honour. Vaccarino is the mind behind Dominion, the game that arguably invented modern deck building, so any design of his carries weight. The prediction algorithms actually ranked it, and Boss Fighters QR asterisk higher than Rebirth on raw metrics, which tells you these are not filler nominees. They are strong games that happen to be standing next to a Nizia at the top of his form, and this is the honest limit of my desk research. I have far more verified detail on Rebirth's mechanics than on the moment-to-moment play of these 2, because the English language review coverage is thinner, and I would rather flag a gap than paper over it. What I can tell you with confidence is the shape of the race. Rebirth is the frontrunner on quality and narrative. Boss Fighters QR is the wildcard whose tech could delight or worry the jury. Moon Colony Bloodbath is the pedigreed spoiler. If Rebirth stumbles, and juries do occasionally reward the bolder swing over the polished favourite, Moon Colony Bloodbath is where I would look next. Where I am uncertain, I say so my hands-on detail confidence is highest on Rebirth, lower on Boss Fighters QR and Moon Colony Bloodbath, because the review base I can verify is thinner. I would rather tell you that than fake authority. I will deepen these two after the ceremony. Which nominee should I buy for family game night? This is the question I get most, and the answer depends less on which game wins the trophy than on who is sitting at your table. Let me be a reference desk about it and route you by situation rather than by hype. For a mixed-age group that wants to laugh together tonight, Ditto, Jinxo. It is a 3-7 player party game, teaches in a minute, and works whether your table is board gamers or complete novices. It is the closest thing on this slate to a universal crowd-pleaser, and the competitive Jinx scoring keeps adults engaged where a pure kids game wouldn't. If you want one game that never sits on the shelf, this is it. For a family of 2-4 that likes a tidy little puzzle, Morty Sorty Magic Shop, 30 minutes, a genuinely charming theme, and a place-the-tile decision every turn that rewards paying attention without ever feeling like homework. It is my pick for the win and an easy recommendation regardless of the result. For a couple or small group that wants a bit more meat, Rebirth. Yes, it is the Kennerspiel nominee, but its 5-minute teach makes it far more family accessible than most connoisseur games. If your household has graduated past pure gateway fare and wants beautiful, decision-rich tile placement, this is the standout, and probably the best game, full stop, on the entire slate. For a committed group that wants a shared story over many nights, Cozy Stickerville. Only if everyone will show up for the 10-game arc, and only if you are at peace with a game you cannot reset. When those conditions are met, nothing else here delivers the same personal diary payoff. For younger children specifically, skip straight to the Kinderspiel section below. Those three games are built for ages 4-8, and will land far better with little ones than any of the main nominees. The safe default if you genuinely cannot decide and just want the one game most groups will enjoy on first play, by Ditto, / Jinxo. Party games have the widest landing zone, and this one is a good one. Everything else here is a more specific fit. Who wins the Kinderspiel des Jahres 2026 and does it matter? It matters enormously, just to a different audience. The Kinderspiel des Jahres is judged by its own specialist jury, and often outsells the grown-up awards in the children's category, because a red porn logo on a kid's game is a powerful signal to parents and grandparents choosing a gift. The 2026 nominees are all strong, and one designer name jumps out immediately. Boo Party German, Ba Party, by Florian Syriex and Benoit Turpin, Loki, is a lively, interactive children's game with the kind of physical everyone-involved energy that tends to win this category. Turpin, of Welcome to Fame, and Syriex are a serious design pairing for a kid's title. Mookie Island, German, Die Insel der Mookies, also by Florian Syriex, Cosmos/Scorpion Masque. Yes, Syriex has **2** nominees in the same category this year, which is a genuinely unusual feat and a testament to a designer having a very good year in children's games. Verflixt Versorbit by Thomas Dagonise Lesperance, Game Factory/Locomuse, rounds out the trio. I am going to do the responsible thing and not hand you a confident Kinderspiel prediction, because this category turns on qualities, tactility, how a 5-year-old actually reacts, replay appeal for tiny attention spans, that I cannot assess from reviews written by adults, and the specialist jury weighs them differently from the main jury. If forced, the Syriex double nomination makes him the story to watch, and Boo Party has the profile this award has historically favoured. But that is a lean, not a call. What I will say without hesitation, any of the three is a safe, jury-vetted gift for a young child, and that vetting is exactly what the Kinderspiel exists to provide. The Syriex anomaly 2 nominations in a single Kinderspiel year is rare. It doesn't guarantee a win, the two designs can split votes, but it is a strong signal that Syriex is doing something right in kids' game design this cycle. So who actually wins on July 12, 2026? Time to commit. With all my cards face up, the ceremony is Sunday, July 12, 2026 in Berlin. Here is my full prediction ballot and exactly how confident I am on each line. Spiel des Jahres, my pick, Morty Sorty Magic Shop. Confidence. Moderate. It is the most precisely award-shaped game in the field, and Slawicek's shot at a historic designer trio is the kind of narrative juries quietly love. But this is the closest main race in years. Ditto could take it on sheer universal appeal, and the algorithm's love for the non-nominee Meister Makatsu is a reminder that models and juries see differently. If I am wrong, Dito is where I lose. Kennerspiel des Jahres my pick. Rebirth. Confidence, high. Best game in its category by consensus, with a Nizia Korea Trio storyline as a bonus. Boss Fighters QR's tech and Moon Colony Bloodbath's pedigree are real, but Rebirth is the one everyone, algorithm, humans, and me agrees on. This is the pick I would defend hardest. Kinderspiel des Jahres no confident pick, leaning Boo Party. Confidence, low, and honestly stated. This category rewards things I cannot measure from an armchair. Watch the Siriex double nomination. Notice the pattern. I am most confident where the evidence converges, Rebirth, and least confident where it is soft or subjective, Kinderspiel. That is not fence sitting. It is calibrating my certainty to the strength of my sources, which is the only honest way to make predictions in public. And here is the standing promise. The winners are announced July 12. The moment the envelopes open in Berlin, I will update this guide with the actual results, mark which of my calls survived contact with reality, and win or lose show my work on why. A prediction you cannot check later is just noise. This one you can check, come back after the ceremony and hold me to it. The ballot on the record Spiel des Jahres, Morty Sorty Magic Shop, moderate. Kennerspiel, Rebirth, high. Kinderspiel, Lean Boo Party, low. Announced and grey double July 12, 2026. I will update the second the results land. This piece is dated on purpose. Everything factual here is confirmed as of the week before the ceremony. Any winner claim you see before July 12, including a stray one online, is a prediction, not a result. The real names come out in Berlin. Final verdict. Here is my ballot with receipts and with my confidence stated honestly. For the main Spiel des Jahres, I pick Morty Sorty Magic Shop, moderate confidence. It is the most precisely award-shaped game on the slate, and its designer is one win from a historic trio, which juries quietly reward. But the main race is a genuine coin flip this year. Dito, Jinxo, could take it on universal appeal, and I'd flip to it on credible evidence that it's landing better in German family game clubs. For the Kennerspiel des Jahres, I pick Rebirth, high confidence, and the one call I'd defend hardest. It is the best game in its category by consensus, and a win completes Rianer Nizia's own career trio. For the Kinderspiel, I lean Boo Party, but will not pretend to certainty on a category judged on qualities I cannot measure from a review. My confidence tracks the evidence, highest where algorithm, humans and reviewers converge, lowest where the sources are soft. That is the only honest way to predict in public. And the standing promise, the winners are announced in Berlin on July 12, 2026. The moment the envelopes open, I update this guide with the real results, mark which calls survived and show my work either way. Come hold me to it. While you wait, two places to go next. If a nominee here converts your table, our best gateway board games guide is the natural next shelf. And if the asterisk cozy asterisk corner of the hobby is what drew you to Stickerville, dig into our best cozy board games of 2026. Margot with receipts always. Frequently asked questions. When is the Spiel des Jahres 2026 winner announced? The 2026 winners for all three awards are announced at a ceremony in Berlin on Sunday, July 12, 2026. Nominees were revealed on May 19, 2026. This guide will be updated with the actual winners the moment they are announced. Who is predicted to win Spiel des Jahres 2026? My prediction for the main Spiel des Jahres award is Morty Sorty Magic Shop, at moderate confidence. It is the most award-shaped game in the field, and its designer is chasing a historic trio. Dito, Jinxo, is the strongest dark horse. This is the closest main race in several years, so treat any prediction, including mine, as a calibrated guess, not a result. What are the 2026 Spiel des Jahres nominees? The three main Spiel des Jahres nominees are Cozy Stickerville, Corey Konaxka, Unexpected Games, Dito, / Jinxo, Martin Ang, Game Factory / Table Toys, and Morty Sorty Magic Shop, Marcus Slawicek, Schmidt Spiel. What are the Kennerspiel des Jahres 2026 nominees? The three Kennerspiel connoisseur nominees are Boss Fighters QR Michael Palm and Lucas Zack, Pegasus Spiel, Moon Colony Bloodbath, Donald X Vaccarino, Alia / Rio Grande Games, and Rebirth Rianer Nizia, Frosted Games / Mighty Boards. Rebirth is the favorite. What are the Kinderspiel des Jahres 2026 nominees? The three Children's Game nominees are Boo Party, Ba Party by Florian Syriex and Benoit Turpin, Mookie Island, Die in Cell Day a Mookies by Florian Syriex and Verflixt Verzorbit by Thomas Dagenais Lesperance. Syriex has two of the three nominations, Ardito and Jinxo the same game. Yes, they are the identical Martin Ang Party game. It is published as Dito by Game Factory in German-speaking territories, the version the jury nominated, and as Jinxo by Table Toys in English. Same rules, same designer, different language edition. There is no gameplay difference to choose between. What is Cozy Stickerville, and how does the sticker mechanic work? Cozy Stickerville is a cozy, legacy-adjacent campaign game by Corey Konaxka. You start with a blank board, a storybook, and a pad of 800-plus stickers, then build a village across about 10 linked games. Reaching milestones earns you stickers to place on your map, which unlock new actions and events. Heart happiness stickers feed the storyline. The stickers permanently mark your board into a personal diary. A copy cannot be reset once used. What is the difference between Spiel des Jahres and Kennerspiel des Jahres? Spiel des Jahres, Red Pawn, rewards the best family and gateway game, accessible, quick, teachable to non-gamers. Kennerspiel des Jahres, Grey Pawn, created in 2011, rewards the best connoisseur game, heavier and more strategic for experienced players. Kinderspiel des Jahres rewards the best children's game. They are three different awards, not a ranking of prestige. Why is Rebirth the Kennerspiel favorite? Rebirth is Rianer Nizia at the top of his form, a 5-minute teach tile-laying game with deep, satisfying placement decisions and beautiful production. It is the one nomination where prediction algorithms, human predictors and reviewers all agree it is the class of its category, and a win would complete a historic career award trio for Nizia. Could Rianer Nizia complete a historic Spiel des Jahres trio in 2026? Yes, Nizia won Spiel des Jahres in 2008 Kelties, and Kinderspiel des Jahres the same year were wars, but has never won the Kennerspiel, which only existed from 2011. A Rebirth win on July 12 would give him all three trophies, a feat no designer has completed. Could Marcus Slawicek also complete a trio? Per Board Game Wire's launch day reporting, Slawicek has already won two of the three award categories in recent years. A Spiel des Jahres win for Morty Sorti Magic Shop would put him in position to become the first designer to complete the full trio, and in a remarkably short span. That narrative is part of why he is a strong contender. Which 2026 nominee should I buy for family game night? For a mixed-age group that wants to laugh together tonight, buy Dito. Jinxo. For a tidy 30-minute puzzle, buy Morty Sorti Magic Shop. For a couple or small group wanting a bit more depth, buy Rebirth. Its 5-minute teach makes it very approachable. For a group committed to a long shared story, buy Cozy Stickerville. For young children, choose from the Kinderspiel nominees. What is Morty Sorti Magic Shop about? It is a family tile placement game for 2 to 4 players by Marcus Slawicek. You stock a magic shop's shelves by placing ingredient jar tiles. The lid color determines which shelf a jar can go on, and numbers within each row must run in ascending order. Magical kittens and special jars grant small advantages. Games run about 30 minutes. How does Dito / Jinxo play? For 3 to 7 players. Each round has 3 topics. Every player secretly writes 3 short answers, 1 or 2 words, onto a personal 9-square board. Players' red answers aloud and score by matching others, but matching exactly one other player triggers a bonus Jinx, worth more points. It is a competitive, roughly 30-minute party game, often compared to a competitive just one. What is Rebirth about? Rebirth is a Rianer Nizia tile-laying game for 2 to 4 players, age 10+, where you play Scottish or Irish clans rebuilding after catastrophe on a double-sided board. Each turn you place a tile and immediately score it. Placing near castles and cathedrals lets you add bonus pieces, and for cathedrals, draw objective cards. It teaches in about 5 minutes. How many games did the jury review for 2026? Jury Chairman Harold Schrapers said the jury reviewed a record 571 eligible games for 2026. He also publicly flagged concern about several games with serious flaws, incomplete rules and defective components. A notable note given a nomination or win drives large production runs. How big is a Spiel des Jahres win for sales? Enormous. A nomination alone can lift a game from a few thousand copies to around 10,000, and a winner can sell up to 500,000 copies. That is why publishers treat the award as the most commercially important honor in the hobby, and why it is called the Board Gaming Oscars. Where is the 2026 ceremony held? In Berlin, on Sunday, July 12, 2026. The Spiel des Jahres Awards are decided by German-speaking critics and hold major mainstream cultural prominence in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Is this guide's winner already confirmed? Number as of writing, the winners are not yet announced. July 12, 2026 is the ceremony. Every winner statement in this guide is a clearly labeled prediction. Any site claiming a confirmed 2026 winner before July 12 is publishing a prediction, not a result. I will update this guide with the actual winners the moment they are announced. What were the 2026 recommendation list games? Beyond the nominees, the jury's main award recommendations included Hot Streak, Meister Makatsu, Take Time, Toriki, Toy Battle, and Wilmot's Warehouse. Kennerspiel recommendations included Artingarten, Frosted Blooms, Grunstein von Metropolis, and Tag Team. Notably, prediction algorithms rated Meister Makatsu highly even though it was recommended rather than nominated.